Welcome to Fraser 365. We're so glad you're taking a moment out of your day to study God's Word. Today is our final day of this brief look at the fruit of the Spirit. We hope that as you listen, you'll get a sense of the Spirit's presence in your life today.
Day 9. On this final day of our Fruit of the Spirit miniseries, there's just one more thing we need to understand about the fruit. In order for the fruit of the Spirit to grow in our lives, we have to ask God for it. The principle behind this truth is found in the Lord's Prayer. Jesus commanded his disciples to request that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's a bit odd when you think about it. Why did he tell them to ask God to do something that God already planned to do? After all, Jesus came to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Through his death and resurrection, he proved himself to be the rightful and righteous king, the son of David who will reign forever over God's chosen race, his royal priesthood, his holy nation, the people for his own possession. And by the way, that's you and me, church. And though this was God's plan from before the foundation of the world, Jesus still told his followers to ask God to bring it about. Why? At least part of the reason is that praying God's will and his promises brings us into alignment with his will. As we pray, his desires become our desires. And on top of that, God gets the joy of giving us the things we have asked for that please him, and we get the joy of receiving them from him. In John 15:16, Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Do you see it? Jesus wants us to bear fruit. And he wants us to ask the Father for this fruit. In John 15:7-11, he says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." Furthermore, Psalm 34:7 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Therefore, if we want to please God and bear the fruit of the Spirit, all we have to do is ask. Now let's pray. Father, thank you for giving your Holy Spirit to work in us and make us more like you. That's what we desire, to be like you. And we know that you delight to give us the desires of our heart. We ask you to produce spiritual fruit in our lives so that we can love like you, have your joy, know your peace, be patient like you, share your kindness, do good to others, be found faithful, be gentle like Jesus, and show self-control in our thoughts and actions. Forgive us when our desires don't match up with yours and continue to lead us in your ways. We love you, Lord.